Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to this month's call. I'm going to go ahead. First, I want to do a sound check. So star two, if you hear my voice, if you're on the phone, or hit the raise hand if you are on the web call, actually. And then if you go to, you hear me. Good. Thank you. I'll go ahead and start the recording. And Carrie, yeah, I saw your question and I will, I'll talk to you about that. Okay. Start. All right. I will go to recording and start. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our I&E office hours call for the month of October in 2019. I have to keep stopping every time I say that because October seems like the end of the year, and it feels like the year just began. It's kind of crazy. So I saw that Carrie had submitted a question in advance, so that's great, and I will answer that. And I see that Steve in Greenbury, California has his hand up. If it's really Steve, sometimes people come in as aliases, so that's fine. I see a bunch of people just joined us. Welcome. Thank you for coming and joining us. And I see on the chat that there's some stuff, and Carrie repeated her question, which I will answer. And then I'm going to see if anybody else submitted questions in advance. Okay, cool. So for those of you who are new and this is your first time on one of these calls, welcome. Thank you for joining us. The way we usually work these calls is I answer questions that were submitted in advance first. Sometimes people can't make it to the call, but submit their questions in advance, and you are welcome to do that. So I'll hit those questions first, and then I'll go to the call-in with the hands raised, so I'll get there in a moment. So the only person that asked a question in advance was Carrie, and I'm going to make sure that that's the same question that you answered. I had it open a minute ago, and now I have so many of these open. Here it is. Let me go like this, and... Okay. All right. So let me see if it's the same. Is it the same question, Carrie? I'm pretty sure it is. I'm going to go back. I have to go back to two different places here. Okay, here we go. It's the impact of eating fats like nuts and nut butters with high glycemic foods. I've heard that eating fats with fruit slows down the insulin response. It seems that keeping my blood sugar still below 110 longer is that desirable. Keeps it higher longer. Yes. So great questions. Great question. Yes, I do not recommend the eating of fats with high glycemic foods. So if you're going to eat fats, you eat them with lots of greens and non-starchy vegetables. And if you're going to eat higher glycemic, like grains or fruits, you eat them with the high water content, low glycemic non-starchy vegetables. So for example, like eating blueberries for me, on their own, they will raise my blood sugar. But if I eat them with a big salad or with a green smoothie, with, you know, a little bit of fat doesn't really affect it, like a little bit of chia seed or a little bit of something like I put a little avocado in my smoothie. That doesn't seem to do it, but check for yourself to see if it does. But for most part, it's really eating a larger amount that I think is a problem. But everybody's going to be different, so check that out. So, yeah, not a good idea to eat them. Not like, you know, a lot of the raw desserts that you'll see out there are loaded with nuts and dates. Nuts and dates. Not a good combination. And so many people tell me when they eat that way, they get stomach pains. The typical dessert, you know, the cooked, baked desserts. Even, well, not so much the paleo desserts or the keto desserts, because they tend to not have, they have grain, they don't tend, generally tend to have grains, they just have more fat. But like the vegan, a lot of the vegan desserts, which are made with, you know, brown rice flour and dates or maple syrup and all that, those are not good combinations, yeah. And Carrie also asked, I did, beans usually keep me below 110, but recently a meal of beans and greens raised it to 130. If I limit beans, what do you recommend as a protein source? I'm allergic to soy. Okay, great question. First of all, I'm going to say it depends on the bean. I've known people who can eat black beans without raising their sugar, but white beans raise their sugar, and I've seen it in all different ways. So stay away from the soy you're allergic to it. And if you want to eat the beans, then I would check to see if there's particular beans that keep it low and particular beans that make it high. So eliminate the ones that make it high. As far as where do you get your protein? You get your protein from your greens when you eat plenty of them. You can get your proteins from hemp seeds. You can get them from walnuts. You can get them from a variety of different fat, whole food plant-based fats. Coconut is kind of a low source of protein. Avocado is a low source of protein. Olives are low because they're mostly fat. But things like hemp seeds are a really good source of protein, really, really, really good source of protein. But the greens, I mean, I highly recommend that you get an app called Chronometer. I actually played around with my fasting mimicking, let's just call it eat while fasting plan that I'm going to be rolling out soon, with putting the numbers into Chronometer. And so much protein in just really basic stuff like a lot of green leafy vegetables. Broccoli is a great source of protein. It's actually about 42% protein, as is kale, somewhere in the 40s percent-wise of protein. And when you eat the typical American kind of serving of green leafy vegetables and broccoli and the brassicas, you're going to get very little because you eat so little. But when you eat it the way we recommend, which is a large quantities of vegetables, like 75% of your plate being those vegetables, you actually get quite a lot. So that's what I would recommend. Let's see. I hear you. Hello, everybody. Okay. So Carrie wasn't hearing me. Chronometer, yeah. Chronometer is an app, Chronometer. And there's a free version and then there's a paid version. The paid version comes out to about $35 a year. A year, I did say that. And what it does is gives you the ability to create recipes. And I just found out in playing with it last night that I can create recipes or meal plans and share it with people. So you can get this for yourself and then you can create some recipes and share those recipes with your clients. So recommend your clients get the Chronometer and then you can share it. So if you come up with a great recipe for a dessert, you can share that. You can put it in as a recipe, like a food list. It will give them all the nutrient breakdowns for everything. It gives you everything, not just like, you know, calcium, magnesium, and zinc, and, you know, protein, carbohydrate, and fat. It gives you your omega-3 to 6 ratios. It gives you all your trace minerals. And then in the gold version, which is $35 a year, you can go in and hover over a nutrient that says, hey, you're low in this, and it'll show you what all the foods you did eat that contained that. So you can tell people all the nutrients. You can tell people what it is that they should, wow, you need a little bit more molybdenum, but it looks like, you know, another cup of broccoli is going to give you that. So it really helps you with meal planning with your clients and also with yourself. I really love it. I think it's one of the best ones out there. They have a version of it on the app on the phone, and that will sync with your online version. So for example, last night I played around with my fasting mimicking, my eat well fasting plan, and I put in, okay, here's something for day one, and I tried to match the nutrient recommendations that the research that Walter Longo did showed was appropriate. And so I did that, and then this morning I checked it out, and it was on my app on my phone too. The app on the phone will also coordinate with something like the Aura Ring, so you'll get to keep track. People can keep track of their sleep and everything else. And it also interacts with there's something called, I think it's Google Health or something like that. So anyway, it interacts with a lot of applications, so it can be a really nice way for people to keep track of things. And you can put in blood sugar, and you can put in meal plans, and put in goals, and you can help people set goals for themselves. So I really like it. What do you mean, what about the nutrients, Martha? I don't know what that means. All right, I'm going to go to the hands up, and then I see a few more questions in the chat. So I saw Steve and Patty. Steve from Green Bay, California. And if you're not Steve, let me know who you are. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Steve. Is it Steve? Good.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I'll say, hi, Steve, and it turns out a female voice, and I'm like, whoops.
It is Steve.
Great. Nice to see you. Nice to talk to you, Steve. How can I support you? Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I don't know if we've talked on a call like this before, have we?
It's my first time getting to a call.
Yay! Congratulations. Which program are you in?
I went to the Shine conference, and I'm in the whatever you have to. What is it called? The one you have to get into? You know, I'm not signed up to be a practitioner, but I am. I did get the 10 modules. I'm very slow. I'm still working.
Insulin resistance or
insulin resistance.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Awesome. So anyway, that's what's happening with me.
Beautiful. Yeah. So you're having a hard time getting started, or it's just busy life and you haven't had the chance?
You know, I somehow got to be a full professor. I have 150 students. And my throat is better now, but everybody should listen. You should pay more attention to what Dr. Rita Marie says about being careful about the air conditioner and other stuff. I didn't pay enough attention, and I caught a chill, and I got a really bad throat infection on the way back from Austin.
Oh, no.
I'm just getting over it now. I'm using all my modalities, including a wonderful acupuncturist, and
right.
I'm beginning to get better. But anyway, that was a wonderful experience for me, the Shine Conference.
I'm so glad that you were there. Yeah.
Can I interject one more thing? I remember you talked about verbs, right? Action. Here's a great one for you and everybody. This is from what I think one of our great presidents, his inaugural speech. Ask not what you can do for your what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Yes, that's perfect. And it's like it applies to us too in everyday life, right?
Yes.
It's how can I be of service? What can I do to support you in your goals? And so many times we get afraid to do that because then we think, well, what about me? But there's this whole law of reciprocity that is like this unspoken thing. But when you do for others, they want to do for you. So be generous first. I love that. Thank you for that reminder, Steve.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was your verb?
There at the conference, I said learn.
Learn. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're a professor, you also teach. I learn and then I teach, right? Because we're ever-present learners when we're teachers.
I don't like being a professor make me think I know a whole lot. So I'm always learning.
That's right.
I can't stop. I'm a learning addict.
That's great. You're in the right place, and we have a lot of stuff for you to learn. I mean, the insulin resistance program is packed full of learning, and it's stuff that you can get started right away in helping people.
Yeah. Hold on one second. I've got a phone call I have to answer, so I'm going to do
this. Okay, I'll mute you, and then I'll go on to the next one, and then I'll open you up again.
Okay, great.
Okay, so Patty just disappeared. Okay, Patty's hand, I always put the wrong hand down. Sorry, Patty. There we go, Patty, I'm opening your line.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can, hi.
Okay, good. Hey, how are you, Dr. Rita Marie?
I'm good, how are you?
All right, enjoying the pretty day we have before rains and cold come back. So
you're in Virginia.
Virginia,
you can. We're supposed to go up to 91 today. It's already 88. And it was just a few days ago, it was 47. So I understand. We're hoping that we can keep the warm weather for a little while longer. Cool. All right. So, how can I help you today? I just lost your sound. Check to see you didn't accidentally hit a mute button on your phone. Oh, you're on the web.
Huh. Hear me this way instead?
Now I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Can you hear me? Huh. Yeah, there's something going on with your connection, Patty. All right. I will leave your line open, and as soon as we can hear you again, we'll talk. And then I'm going to go back to... I'm going to put Steve's hand down, I'm not sure, and I'll let him put it up again when he's ready. That way I don't interfere with his call. I'm going to put his hand down. I'll leave yours up. I'll leave you open. And then when Steve's ready, we'll have him come back on. But in the meantime, there were a few questions. Lynn says, as far as the protein, miso seaweed soup, great. You know, sea vegetables have a good source of protein as well. Vitamin, enzyme, and mineral food. Lynn Rose, what's a good strategy for thyroid nodules? You know, you have to figure out what they are. Generally speaking, it's autoimmune. So then we go, okay, what do we do to help people with autoimmune disorders? So we need to clean up their gut. We need to fix the leaky gut. We need to get rid of whatever dysbiosis is going on in the gut, because that impacts the thyroid greatly, and it impacts autoimmune. All autoimmune diseases have as one of the roots, leaky gut. That's been shown in research over and over. We had to look at what other stressors are in their life, EMFs, heavy metals, and mental emotional stress. We had to look at all of that and help them to sort through that. We have to look at, you know, most of them have a genetic tendency towards autoimmune. So we have to look at that. We can look at supporting their immune system, right? So immune supportive herbs can be helpful. Reishi mushroom can be helpful. Ashwagandha can be helpful. So we have to look at that. Now, are the thyroid nodules associated with a hyper or a hypothyroid presentation, or does it show up normal? So we have to look at that. But inflammation, anything that supports getting inflammation down and supports a healthy and strong immune system. But the gut is at the heart of it. Yeah. And if you go into our thyroid module, and I don't know if you're up to the thyroid module yet in NEPT, but you have access to the Thyroid Revive and Thrive that we do for clients. In the last part, part five, we have a video and a document that basically is thyroid balancing step by step. And we go through all the different possible presentations of thyroid disorder. So we have, hypothyroidism primary. We have poor conversion, either hyper or hypo conversion. And we have autoimmune. And you can go through that. And their blood sugar balance is super important as well. Strong how, what do you mean? I don't know what that refers to, Debbie. I'm looking back. So if you can explain what your question is related to, I would love that. So strong how do you mean? I'm not sure what that means. So Lynn gives some interesting stuff about miso offering effective things because it's pre-bacterial. So it helps with gut dysbiosis. Oh, she was asking Lynn. I mean, the person could feel the effects of nutrients that curl you off. Yeah, so sometimes too much sea vegetable can provide too much iodine, which can be problematic in some of the thyroid presentations. So we have to be careful about that. Huh. Martha lost sound. Did anybody else lose sound? Is everybody else still hearing me? Donna says, is there not supposed to be any video on this kind of call? I'm not getting video. Right. This is your first time on this kind of call, Donna. So these are audio only calls. We're considering maybe changing it for the future, but it's more work on the part of our team, and it's a slower process to get you the recording when we do it on Zoom. And this call is open to lots of people and lots of programs, so we're concerned about overdoing it. Elaine, do you have a preferred miso? I personally like South River chickpea miso because it avoids the soy issue and it doesn't have rice in it, which a lot of the lighter misos have. Sea Clear. I haven't tried Sea Clear. Okay, you're here. Everybody's hearing me. Great. I'm going to go back to the call and see. Okay, I have a couple. Steve said, what do you recommend is the best way to test to find out about SNPs and related information about your own genetic background? 23andMe, Genova, hope to learn a little bit about the different ones. Okay, so here's the deal. I've been using 23andMe for years. Inexpensive. It gives you lots of SNPs. They recently, over the last couple of years, have taken out a lot of the key things that I like to look at there. So I'm exploring others. I have a kit that was waiting for me when I got back from my trip last week. And I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to. I think now might be a good time to do it. My concern was you had to do it when you hadn't just recently brushed your teeth or hadn't just, eaten anything. And I'm on a fast right now, so probably a good time to do it. So I'll be posting as soon as I get the results back of that to see if that's a better one. There's another one that I've been looking at, which is, I think it's Nutrigenetics Research. And they have a test, and then there's another one from Aperion that has a test. So I'm going to run all of them on me, compare it to what I got from 23andMe. I have the old 23andMe, so I have a complete one, but I'm also going to see if there's anything on these that are missing that I would want to make sure that we have. And probably over the next couple, I would say probably by the first of the year, I'll have all those results back and I can, you know, support. But for now, the 23andMe, if you get the 23andMe and you get the ancestry part, you won't get access to their health reports, but I think their health reports are kind of useless. You'll get your raw data. Once you get your raw data, you can run that raw data through places like Stratagene, MTHFR support, Genetic Genie, and genetic detoxification, and metabolic healing, all of those, right? So those are all really great sources. Last year we did for Shine, we focused on genetics, and you can still get access to that, the recordings of that. I'm not exactly sure how. I think there's a link somewhere, but the recordings of that are phenomenal, and you get all these amazing reports and recommendations for how to do it, and there's a tremendous amount of support there if you wanted to do that. Yeah, so that's that. Steve, I'm back. I finished my business so I can hear you. Okay, I'll go back to you and open your line up again. Steve. Steve. Okay. Okay, Steve.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So did you have other questions?
That's all for right now.
Okay. Yeah. So some of the people who were the early bird signups for Shine got access to our genetics program from last year. So if you were one of the early birds, you might have gotten that. So you can take a look there. And if you weren't one of the early birds, then there's a link somewhere, and maybe we can post it. Maybe Lynn or Angelica or somebody knows it. I don't know what the link would be, but you can actually get the recordings. So well worth it.
One of the early birds. So
you were. So you should be. You should have gotten it already. And if you haven't, I'll check in with my team to find out when that's. I had asked them to send it out right away. So check your inbox and see if you have the link to it. Actually, best way, easiest way is if you log into the INE site where the IRSPT program is that you're in, and off to the right-hand side, there's a menu bar, and one of them says events. And if you click on events, there's a little arrow next to it, a down arrow. Click on the arrow, and it should show Shine. And then I don't know if you click that or if there's another arrow down, and you should see all the different Shines. And it would show you the one that you have, which would be Shine 2018. And if you have that there, you should be able to see it. If you haven't, then I'm going to make sure we check in with the team and find out when that's going to go out, because it was supposed to go out before the event.
Well, I'm happy to say I was so overwhelmed by information before the event. That
yes.
I appreciate that, but I haven't really checked it out very much, but I will do it now. This is very helpful.
Yeah, check to see if it's there, because the genetic information that we did last year was, I think it was over the top. We did, I think we did an amazing job of really being thorough. And I got feedback from people who'd been to other genetics programs that we gave a lot of information, but it was very practical and it was very understandable versus like shooting over your head and going, okay, when I get back, I'll study this. So I would recommend that you look at that. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you. Will do.
Great. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Dr. Rita Marie.
All right. I'm going to see if Patty, see if we can hear you now, Patty. Patty, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Are you there? Yeah.
Yay.
I hope it doesn't blow away again.
Hey, how can I help you?
Yeah, a couple questions. I was curious about the, as I've been starting, about the omega 6 and 3 conversions, how you work that through. Can you explain a little bit of that to me?
Yeah, so omega 3 and 6 is not a conversion, but each of them has a conversion from their short chain to their long chain. And the long chains are the active ones. So the thing about omega-6 and 3, you want to make sure that the ratio between them is appropriate. Most Americans have way more omega-6 than 3, and that's a problem. So the ratio should be at most 3 to 4 times the omega-6 as 3. So, for example, if you eat a bunch of foods and you calculate omega-3, let's just say the total grams of omega-3 is 12, you should have at least 3, preferably 4 or more grams of omega-3 to that. And it sounds like, oh, that's easy, you know. But it's not so easy because a lot of our common foods are very high in omega-6. So, for example, I have a chart that we put together in Sweet Spot. So which program are you in?
I'm doing a little bit of both. I'm trying to finish up the insulin one, the Sweet Spot one first.
Okay, cool. Right. So in there on the nutrition page, so I think it's module 3 in Sweet Spot, is, and it's probably also in IRSPT, but I know better where the Sweet Spot ones are. There's a, in the nutrition module, and probably in the advanced section of the page, we'll have an omega 3 to 6 chart.
Okay.
And it'll talk to you about omega 3 and 6. So you can actually put in your numbers, right? So say you have eaten 2 ounces of almonds. Almonds have an omega 6 to 3 ratio of 72. They have 72 times the amount of omega 6 as they do 3. So they're a very poor source of omega 3. But if you combine that with something like flax or chia, which have a ratio of 0.25 or thereabouts, that means there's a lot more omega-3 than 6. So you can actually make them balance out so that you have the right ratio. But if you're someone who loves almond milk and you're drinking almond milk all day, then you're going to get thrown out of balance and you're going to have more of a tendency to inflammation.
Oh.
Okay, so that's what's really super important is when you are, when you're working with people who have inflammation, you want to really watch that omega-6-3 ratio. It's super, super, super important. The thing you mentioned earlier about conversion. So the two essential fatty acids are alpha-linolenic and linoleic acid. One's omega-3, one's omega-6. Those that need to get converted to the more active forms that lead into the prostaglandins and eicosanoids and protective things as well by an enzyme called delta 60 saturase. And that enzyme is dependent on nutrients. And so if you've got someone who's eating the standard American diet and eating all these processed fats and not really sitting down and eating a bowl of chia porridge and sprinkling flax seeds on their stuff or hemp seeds or even walnuts, which have a decent ratio, then they're going to get out of balance. But that person also probably eats some white bread, white rice, white stuff that doesn't have the B vitamins in it and some of the nutrients. So it's really important to make sure that you are eating or you're coaching people to eat foods that are nutrient dense. The green leafy vegetables, the broccoli, they're going to eat grains that they're whole grains, quinoa, millet, they're good sources of the B vitamins. So that conversion from short to long requires an enzyme, like I said, delta 60 saturase, which requires B vitamins, vitamin C, boron, magnesium, zinc. So a lot of nutrients that are very deficient in the standard American diet.
Okay.
Makes sense? So if you're dealing with somebody with inflammation, I start with let's look at their fats and look at their nutrient intake and really bump that up because a lot of docs will say, oh, yeah, here's the, you know, COX-2 inhibitor and drugs. Well, you can affect that same COX-2 inhibition, which is, you know, a part of that fatty acid cascade, and you can do that with food and with nutrients.
Okay, wow, that's great. Actually, I'm starting to work with a friend. She's kind of my guinea pig to work with, and she's a very tough cookie. She has had sugar issues for a long time, and she's got major inflammation, hip joint pain, the whole nine yards. But what I'm running into is that she's afraid to change her diet, and so I'm kind of been slowly kind of sharing with her, well, we can just take one thing. Let's just look at this. You know, I know what she eats and that sort of thing. So I'm trying to figure out where to start with her And when I was reading omega-3 ratios, is that something that may, could I bring that to her attention, or should I be more like just going and looking at trying to slowly introduce her, because she's afraid she's not going to be able to eat what she wants. And I said, well, those things that you've been eating that you want are not helping you.
Right.
And so I start looking at some of her blood levels, and of course she's getting kind of to the critical pre-diabetic.
Yeah.
She's pretty much, well, according to yours, you know, with what we've been learning, she is pre-diabetic. And she said, but my doctor has told me everything is fine. And I said, well,
yeah.
And she said, I'm just trying to figure out where to start with someone who's a tough cookie who doesn't really want to.
Well, you balked out again. She may not want to change her diet, but there are things she does want. She wants to be healthy. She wants to be strong. She wants to be thin. She wants whatever those things are. She wants to be able to play with her kids or her grandkids or whatever. That's where you start. You know, I know you don't want to change your diet, but your diet is causing these problems.
Got it. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. Did you hear me?
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Yes, I think I heard part of it. You said you start where, you know, what is her goal? What is her goal?
Yeah,
for,
what does she really, you know, want? Yeah, and put it on,
yeah, what
like
do you really
scale.
Want?
Which do you want more, ice cream or living a long, healthy life? And
okay,
if she says,
yeah,
ice cream,
I'll be,
then she's not a good person to work with, because you'll never get anywhere.
Yeah, I remember you sharing that
loud. She could be struggling with changing her diet and wants to and knows she should and having trouble, and that's where you can help her. But if she's like, no, my doctor says I'm fine, I don't want to do any of this stuff, then, you know, move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
I want to do smoothies and just, well, that's not part of this program. That's not what you would be doing. But it's very interesting to hear all this hesitation of going into the greens. Well, I have IBS, and I said, well, but we can work through that as well. So yeah. So what you're sharing with me, I have to just ask her where her why is. What do you want to do this for? You know, you want it, but why?
Yeah, and I would, as her coach, I would have her do a 3-day diary, and you look through it and you see what are the worst offenders. What are the worst offenders? And then use the SWAP chart. I don't remember where the SWAP chart is. I think it's on that nutrition page as well. But the SWAP chart, which is a list of all of the foods that we don't think are so good for them, and then the good, better, best. And so you start with a good substitution. You don't have to move her to the best right away. But like if she's got inflammation, she's got blood sugar imbalances, like get her to find a low glycemic sweetener to start. Right, to swap out, right? So instead of using sugar or maple syrup, you have her do stevia or Lohan or erythritol, right? And erythritol may or may not work if she has IBS, but you can try it. But you just start with slow swaps that are easy and gentle.
Slow swaps.
Right?
Okay.
Slow swaps. What are her favorite foods that she's least want, really doesn't want to get rid of? In my experience, there's almost nothing that you can't still eat. You just have to find a different recipe for it. So pizza,
correct,
ice cream, chips, crackers, cookies, cakes. We have recipes for all of that to help people to do it in a way that's super healthy for them, right? I would say lemon meringue pie. I haven't figured out a healthy way to make that because it's got like 20 eggs in it or whatever. Certain things that I've not figured out. My friend Karen Osborne, she's amazing. She created an omelet using, I don't even remember what she used. I have to get the recipe from her. She probably has it in one of her books, MyFoodFitnessAndFun.com. And she has one book, I think it's called Don't Tell Them It's Vegan.
Oh.
Helpful, right? If you go there and you look at these recipes, because they're all like everybody's favorite stuff converted to a plant-based approach, low glycemic, plant-based, no oils kind of approach, that is amazing. And I don't know if she has her omelet recipe in there, but oh my God, she made them once. I brought them over and I was like, this is amazing. They looked like omelets. They had this fold over. They had turmeric in them to make it. And they had, I don't remember exactly, macadamia nuts or coconut or something. But there's amazing stuff that you can do to help people. And I think you really need to learn, you know, yourself how to do this stuff so you can teach people.
That's correct. We'll
have some place to
send
them.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Yeah. So yeah. The Pop Chart is amazing. I'm not exactly sure which program it's in, but it should be in all of them. Because we made it for a Spring into Vitality that we used to do for our clients once a year. So it was 2018 17 was the last time we did it. And the swap chart, Lynn and I worked on it together. And there were a couple of other people that put their 2 cents in as well. And it came up with a really nice chart. And Lynn may know this, the link, you can put it in the chat, but I don't remember it. I don't remember the exact link to it, but I know it's supposed to be in all the programs. So you're welcome to use that. Yeah. All right.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Thank
it
you
is
so
hard
much.
Working with friends because number one, they're generally not paying you. So they don't have a vested interest in the results. When people are paying you, they're like, okay, I'm paying this person money. I better listen to them.
Yeah. Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time today.
Yeah. You're welcome, Patty. Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bye. All right. And that's what part, those of you who just joined NEPT, in the Body Freedom program that you get access to, we have the nutrition pillar in there, and it's loaded with ideas and recipes and everything you need to help people to make those transitions. So Debbie has her hand up. I opened your line, but it doesn't seem to be opening. Let me try again. There it is. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Yay.
Okay. I've never called in, so I didn't know how this worked.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you figured it out.
Well, I have a lot of questions about the getting the certification for the, you know, IRSPT program. And
uh-huh.
I had emailed Lynn or talked to her, asked her some questions, and she'd kind of given me some good answers, but I was still a little unclear on. She was talking about, you know, you can, and you had said that you can take somebody through the sweet spot solution and that you can work them through the modules. But I was telling her, coming from health coaching training where you have a script and you've got 12 meetings with the client and you just talk to them, you don't have anything for them to look at, you know, like slides and all that. I thought, how does that work? You tell them to watch module one and then you meet up with them and then you go over it with them? Or how do you do that?
You can do it. You can do that and take them actually through the sweet spot, or you can use the sweet spot as a guideline to help you guide them. So when you're working one-on-one with people, like we created the programs because we're not working one-on-one with somebody. We're creating it, you know, for everybody. So there's a lot of information that may or may not be applicable to each person. So generally speaking, if you want to take somebody through a blood sugar balancing program, I would recommend that the first thing you do is get some assessments, have them fill out the insulin resistance assessment and have them get a blood sugar meter if they're not willing to or able to. I would actually introduce that on a call, not tell them in advance, right? So the first meeting you have with them, you can still sign them up for 12 sessions, right? And you can still work with them on each session. You don't have to have slides, but the beauty of if they work through the sweet spot is they get to see some other stuff and hear presentations. The way that would work is you would have to get them to register for the sweet spot so that they have access to the modules, right? The other possibility is within IRSPT, there's some done for you materials. So you can find the assessment, the insulin resistance assessment. Say they sign up and they're like, I'm all gung ho. Yeah, I want to do this. Before you have your first official session with them, you have them fill out the assessment. I would also have them fill out, I think we give you access to the general hormone and gland assessment, so you can see if there's other things out of balance.
Okay.
So you go through that, and then you see where their level is, and then you talk to them about testing their sugar, and if they're open to it, great. If they're not, then you tell them you need a very specific diet diary, 3 to 5 days, where they're outlining everything they eat and how they feel. Like, you know, we kind of call it a mood food poop diary, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are they pooping? How do they feel? Do they have periods of lows during the day? So you analyze that, and you just base your next things on what's most up for them. Like Patty was talking about, yeah, somebody who she's working with and we're looking at the inflammation pathways. You look at their diet and you go, oh my God, this person's still eating Crisco. Has she never read anything about health? Okay, yeah. That's where we're starting, yeah. Right? She's cooking her stuff in margarine. Oh my gosh, right? And you're thinking through all the things you've learned about what are the things that create problem with insulin resistance? What are the things that cause people to have problems? And you just work them through it. You don't have to work them through the sweet spot per se, but you can use it as a guideline to work them through. Does that make sense?
And, yes, ma'am. And Lynn had also said that there was some place where I could go to listen to you coaching someone through the sweet spot, but I couldn't find that. Do you know where I would find that?
There are not me coaching somebody privately through the sweet spot. There's nothing like that.
Okay.
But you have access to the sweet spot, and on the sweet spot, there's a calls and recordings page. And on there, you should be able to see recordings of my group coaching sessions with them, and you can play those back.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long does it usually take, you know, to take somebody through that?
You know, it depends on the person, right? I mean, I think 3 months is a good amount of time.
Okay. And also, you know, like the assessment forms, all the different ones with the exercise and the insulin resistance and all those that you list, if you want to send those to someone, I'm very not tech savvy at all. And I see that there's the
you have to send them the PDF. You can't send them to our online versions because that would flood our server if we let everybody do that. Plus, you wouldn't get the results. We would. And we'd be going like, who is this Joan Smith? I have no idea.
You mean those DocsX ones
DocsX ones you can use, or there's PDFs there.
But I didn't know how to, I know how to send a PDF, but don't they have to do the Docs form to be able to send you back answers in it to be able to fill it in?
No, generally speaking, they would, if you use the PDF form, you can send it to them. They would have to print it and then scan it and send it back to you. The other option is you can use the DocX form and you can edit it and customize it to what you want it to be and send them the PDF. I mean, not everybody has Word, so you wouldn't be able to really do it that way. Two other options. You could upload the DocX to a Google Doc, and then you can, you'd have to make them a separate copy, like here's Mary Smith's assessment, and then have them go and fill out the Google Doc.
Okay, because I didn't know how to send it to them to enable them to be able to send it, I mean, to fill it out where I could see the results. That's what I didn't know.
That you can't really do unless you do it bring it up to a Google Doc and send it that way.
Okay.
I mean, not everybody has Word. That's why it's better to do it on Google, which everybody can get access to.
Okay.
The other option is you can do a quick tutorial on Google search on how do I create a Google form. And Google Forms are free, and you can actually take the questions, copy-paste the questions you want into the Google form and have them fill out a Google form.
Okay. And as far as the, you have to do the two case studies and then the two where you're recording yourself talking to someone. Now, I assume that one of those two can be the person you're going to take through the program, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you'd have another one. Now, if you're doing the case history and the recording with that person, will those people already have done assessments when you start talking to them and when you do their case study? You see what I'm asking?
Yeah, so if you're going to do a case and you want to do a reporting, we want to hear how you deal with people to get them through that. You know what I'm saying? You can pick like your mother or your sister so that you don't have to deal with privacy things. And you just go through, what do you need to know? And it's all in the assessments is, what do I need to know about this person to determine, what's going on.
Right.
Right?
So you see all of those assessments, the insulin resistance, the one about how much do they exercise, sleep, do you send all those to them?
You can choose, right? You don't have to. So generally speaking, I feel it out. Like, I don't necessarily do the exercise ones first. I'll just do the insulin resistance one, and I have a form, which we have in the NEPT program. We have a whole module that's like 8 hours long of all the different ways that you do assessments and the kind of questions you ask and templates and all. We don't do that in insulin resistance. You just do the insulin resistance related ones. But what you do is, what do you need to know about this person? Right? How old are they? What's their diet like? We have a form that asks, what's the three worst foods you eat in a week and what's three best? That is such a telling question, because when they say, you know, I eat oatmeal with honey and drink decaffeinated coffee and, you know, whatever else, and that's their best foods, you know, they need a lot of education.
Right.
Their worst foods as, you know, whole grain oats and whatever else, you know that they've already changed some things, right?
Yeah.
So it's great questions. And so you want to look through and say, how do I find out more about this person? How old are they? What diseases they may have? What medications they're on? What supplements they take, et cetera. And I think we still give away a template for that. If you go to nutritionalendocrinology.com, there's a little practice success kit. We're going to be changing that as of the first of the year and make it a paid product. But you're welcome to go get it for free now, nutritionalendocrinology.com. It'll give you a guideline of the components of a thorough, nutritionally oriented history.
Okay, great. And one more question. What is the difference in taking somebody, say, through the sweet spot versus the 30-day metabolic reset? Is that like a whole separate?
Well, the 30-day metabolic reset is part of the sweet spot.
That's part of it.
We guide them to get ready for the reset, but it's an integral part of it. We get them to get ready for the reset by testing their foods and, you know, doing some swaps. And then we say, okay, for 30 days, you're going to do this and only eat foods and do activities that keep your blood sugar under 110. So, you know, you can certainly set it up and take them through a 30-day metabolic reset, but you do have to prep them for that.
Okay. Okay. I gotcha.
Okay.
I think that's great question.
Yeah. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Dr. Reed Marie. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So Lynn has her hand up. Lynn, go for it.
Hi, I just, you answered most of what I had shared with Debbie. She had put a comment in the Shine support area, and I kind of laid out, and yes, the calls I was referring to were the call recording, so she could hear the kind of questions people were asking in Sweet Spot and just kind of get a feel. I also put in the response to Debbie in the comments that some links that would give her kind of a flow that's available within the certification area of IRSPT. And also, Debbie, know that Christina has reached out to you with the link so you can bring your friend through the sweet spot as part of your bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I had.
Great. Thank you. And, yeah, everybody that signed up during our launch, I think we've always offered that as a bonus if you were early sign up, whatever, that you got to take somebody through the sweet spot and we would give that person a free seat. And then if you wanted to take a second or third person through, then what we recommend you do is sign up as an affiliate and then use your affiliate link. And that way you can get a credit back when they, you know, I think it's 20% or something, 25%, something like that. So you'll get a credit for taking them through. Thank you. Thank you, Lynn.
Yep.
And Debbie, it looks like you put your hand back up. So let's see. Debbie?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I put a note in to say I'm sorry. I didn't know if I was supposed to push that lower hand, and when I did, it made it raise hand, so I didn't need to see that.
Got it. Yeah, so when I, because it would have lowered it if I hadn't already lowered it. And then
okay.
It. Yeah, good. Thank
okay.
you, Debbie.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go to the Q&A and see if anybody put any questions in there. Nope. And then I'm going to go to the chat and see what else we have here. Oh, good. Lynn found the link to the food swaps. So I would highly recommend everybody download that because it's just an invaluable tool for helping people to make those slow and steady transitions. Some people are going to want to jump right in and they're going to do whatever you say. And then other people are going to resist and you need to have the very gentle process with food swaps. Okay, so Carrie, I have a client taking birth control pills. She has a period once every 3 months. What language do you use to describe the downside? Oh, that's a great question. So every medication has drug-nutrient interactions. Birth control pills tend to have a lot of drug-nutrient interactions. And you can do a Google search and find all of the exact, like a list, and explain to them that, you know, the downside is it's going to mess with your gut flora. It's going to interrupt your vitamin C, which can affect your immune system and a whole lot of other things. It's going to impact your level of magnesium, which can affect, you know, your ability to resist muscle cramps at night and hormone balance and about 300 other enzyme reactions in your body. It's going to affect the levels of B vitamins. And so all of these things are critical to your overall health. So if you are going to take birth control pills, we've got to get you taking this plethora of supplements to support it. And if you do a Google search on it, you'll find some sites that will show you the exact list. But that's the problem. Now, the other thing, though, is birth control pill use, especially longer term, increases the risk of thromboembolism. So cardiovascular disease, and it's been shown, you know, it can raise blood pressure. It can also cause people to have very high blood pressure. So you got to watch that. And of course, the side effects, Lynn said, are listed with the prescription itself. And Gail gives a great reference, Jolene Brighton. She's a friend of mine. She has great information. She has a book called Beyond the Pill, and she'll explain all of that really well. So that's great. And then Martha says, what's that resource that's available now? I don't know what you mean, but you have access to the full thing because you're in NEPT, Martha. So you have access to the full module 5, I think it is, on history taking. I don't remember which module it is, but there's a whole module on history taking, and you have access to the entire thing. But at nutritionalendocrinology.com, we have a mini version of it. What it normally costs for the sweet spot, we usually have it listed on the website at $997. We do once a year during our launch, we will drop that for people who sign up during the launch to $497. And if you're in IRSPT, we may be able to, if you want to take somebody through it, we might be able to get you a coupon. And I think if you reach out to Christina, she can give you a coupon or a link where you can sign somebody up for less. But we don't want that passed around. Let's see. Martha said when I got off birth control, was the side effect was I got pregnant. Well, that's a good one. Yeah. All right. So that's it. Where's the spreadsheet that you and Rosemary put together for the DNA SNPs? Oh, those are in last year's Shine. They're also in the they're in last year's Shine videos, which you as an NEPT member have access to. You have an all access pass to all the Shine. So if you just go to the right-hand side of the website, you look at events, you click the little arrow thing, and it'll show Shine, and you click that, and you'll see all the replays, and it's there. It's also, since you have access to the ERC site, under ERC, the Nutrigenomics, you can find them there, too. There's actually a tab under Nutrigenomics that says Summary Sheets, and you'll find them there. And everybody that's not in there needs to actually purchase those replays from last year, because if you're not in NEPT, you don't get it as a bonus. We can't give everything away, guys. I wish we could. I honestly do. I wish I could give everything away and just, you know, still have the income and the life I need to support my team and pay my team and all that. But, you know, the truth of the matter is we have to sell stuff to be able to support our team and, you know, continue to grow. So that's why we charge for it. But in any PT, you get access to everything. I mean, you literally get access to everything, including all our client programs as well. Martha says you're so generous now. I try to be. I try to be. But I do have to pay the bills. So that's a big piece of it. And our team is growing, and we have great people on our team, but they need income in order to pay their bills. So that's why we charge for things, which we have to. And you guys know that as practitioners, that you're going to want to give things away to people. But if you want to quit your day job, if you have one, and actually go into this full time, you actually have to charge for your services. And that's what's going to make this a big, like a movement in, you know, a movement in the world, is like that there's more and more people who are fascinated with this and who do want to help others and are able to financially support themselves by quitting their jobs and doing this full time. That's what we try to train people to do in our full NAPT program, because we have all the marketing resources and we have, you know, all the areas that you need to really become proficient at this. So, okay, I don't see any more in the chat. Let's see, I'm going to refresh the Q&A, and I see one more from Steve. Aw, thank you. He says, thank you so much for everything you're doing for all of us. Much appreciated. Thank you for acknowledging that, Steve. And, you know, part of why I do things the way I do things is I think back to how lost I was when I graduated and I got out and I go, oh, I'm starting a practice, I'm doing this. And I quit my job. My job was high paying for back in the 80s. I was making like $55,000 a year, quit my job. So I didn't have income for 4 years when I went back to school, and then started out, and it wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be, like people flocking at my doors, but I persevered. And the things that I was short on that I didn't get in school were a lot of these tools and resources that I'm giving, you know, in my programs, and a lot of the support, like calls like this. You know, I didn't get to come on with somebody who'd been in practice for 30 years and have them explain to me how to do stuff. And so I said, okay, what would have been that perfect program for me? And by no means is it perfect, but we keep improving it every year to help support you guys so that you can make that transition. You know, it's hard to make a transition when you have a full paying job and you want to move into something new that's really supporting the world and your own heart and soul. So thank you for acknowledging that. I appreciate it, Steve. Let's see. Do I have any more hands up? We don't have any more hands up. So if you have a question or a comment, or you want to share a success, or you want to share a strategy or something that, you know, with your fellow colleagues here, go ahead and raise your hand and let's talk. I'm going to go back to the chat. I see it. Oh, good. Lynn listed the link to Strategies for Outsmarting Genetics. I wonder if that's still got the access to, I think it's got the links there, but if you're not if you click on the link on that page for register for the Shine Conference, hopefully it goes to the last year's one, and it will have, you know, you can still get the videos. Nope, it goes to this year's. That link needs to be changed. That needs to go back to the video page for last year's. No, it's actually was poorly set up, I think. Needs to be changed. So if you click that link, you're just going to get to this year's. Sorry about that. We'll make sure that that gets changed. And we need to make sure, I'm going to make a note of this. We need to make sure that everybody, somebody on our team checks all of those Shine pages, so that the page there that says register goes to the replays, the videos. Register for. There is a way, let me see if I can find that. There is a way to get like the all access pass to Shine where you can get all of the previous videos. And I'll look for that and we can post it in the INE page. Register for Shine needs to go to videos. I'm going to write this down. And then where's the link to all access Oh, wait, I think I know where you can find this. Give me a second. It's on our website. If you go to drritamarie.com, and you click on, I think you click on practitioners. Okay, so I think you click on practitioners or videos. It's either one of those. No, recipe. Click on practitioners. And I think that the shine is on that page when you click there. At least it was supposed to be. Okay, so, yeah. So if you go to drritamarie.com, click on practitioners, and at the bottom of that page, it has a list of 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18. If you click on 2018, it should take us to the page where you can get the videos. Nope. Darn it. That's messed up too. It takes you right back to that same page that Lynn says. So the Dr. Rita Marie. Those need to go directly to purchase the program. So we'll make sure that that gets fixed. And we'll send it out to you. If you click on that, it has a list of the links to those years. Yes, it does, but it also takes you right to that other page. And the website isn't smart enough to know that we already have access to it because it's not linked up to the membership site. So there's an error on that page that needs to be fixed. Sorry about that, guys. All right, let's see. I'm going to refresh on the Q&A. I don't see anything. I'll go to the call-in and see if anybody... No hands raised. Nothing else on the chat. So my follow-up to you guys is, how do you raise your hand on your phone? Are you on the phone or... Yeah, so just hit star 2 on your telephone keypad. I'll open your line, Martha. Hi, Martha.
Hey, Dr. Rita Marie. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. It's great to see you at Shine.
I know. That was awesome. Anybody that missed it, you really missed out. But you can get it on the videos, I guess. But I wanted to go back to my question about the nutrients. I have the paid version of the Chromameter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having, like, when I put in my own recipes, like, they don't do the nutrients, and I've got to do that myself, and that is very time-consuming.
No, I did it last night. So what you do is you put in, like, a diet. Like, you put it in the place where it says diary, and
okay.
Then you select all the ingredients, and then you right-click it, and you say, make this a recipe. Let me see if I can find it. I had it open last
week. I do that, but then when it loads up into my food diary, then it has no nutrients with it.
Okay, I'm going to go back to mine because I had it open last night, and I did it.
So now I'm, like, putting, like, if I eat, like, a sweet potato soup, then I've got to use, like, Swanson's sweet potato soup that's going to have salt and nutrients and stuff that I wouldn't eat in my diet. So I'm a little frustrated whether either it's me or it's them or some of both. But
yeah, let me see.
You know, I don't want to spend an hour.
IHBS.
And then my other concern, like when I put like avocado in, you know, of course it like, and something with coconut, the fat section goes like right to like 80%, which isn't, I mean.
Well, it depends. If your recipe is mostly non, you know, low glycemic foods and low calorie foods, like, you know, veggies and you add an avocado, the fat is going to be higher. All right. So
once you reach that bar based on what we're doing with our diets, like the keto diet, are we, does that mean we've fulfilled that section of our
if you're up at 80%, but it depends on how many calories. So if you're only at, you know, 10% of your calories, but you're at, I wish I could share my screen here, but I'm going to just try adding, okay, so I'll add my lunch. I'll go to lunch and I'll say add food. And I'm just going to add three foods right off the top of the list. I don't even know. This is a recipe. Tomatoes, chia seeds, and lettuce. That's kind of typical, and hemp seeds, okay? Those are the top of the list for me here, so good. And we'll add some carrots to it. And this will be my recipe. Okay, all my favorite foods are at the top. I guess why? I guess that's where they do it. All right, so I put in a recipe, what I want to be a recipe. I put in tomato, chia seeds, lettuce, romaine, etc. Now what I do is it doesn't show the nutrients on this page, but if you go down below, it shows all these it does. It shows all the nutrients down below of everything I ate together. Do you see that when you do it? You scroll down. Oh. Now, take the tomato and I click on tomato, chia seeds, lettuce. Okay. And I do right click and I say create recipe from the selected items. I call my recipe test lunch. So I know it's not real. It's a category. It's mostly veggies. I wouldn't say I even need a category for it. It's, I guess it's a salad. They don't even have a category called salad. Vegetables and vegetable products. Let's just do that. All right. So I don't need notes. Serving size, I would just say, is serving-based. So then ingredients down below, it shows all the ingredients and all the nutrients right down below.
Okay.
It shows the nutrition facts like a label. So I'm not sure what you do. David. I put test lunch in, right? And then I, if I want to go to diary and I want to add a food, favorites, common foods, supplements, brands. I don't know, favorites, common foods, supplements. Where can you add it to the, custom. So when you want to add a food, so now I want to add custom and I just take my test lunch. And I add one full recipe, and there I have it. It just added it to my food log. So it's really ideal. So once you have favorite combinations and you save them as a recipe, you have to click on all the nutrients, all the ingredients, and then you say save as recipe. You name your recipe. And then next day you want to eat that same salad again. You just go in and you select it when you say add food. You go to custom and you can choose it. You can have a zillion of them.
Okay, because I did like broccoli slaw and I put radishes in it and it has nothing about it. It has zero listed nutrients under organic radishes. So.
You mean when you just picked, let me just pick organic radishes.
Well, like I made a recipe, I did that with broccoli slaw. So it did do the nutrients for the broccoli, but now it's saying radishes unknown. And then
radishes raw. Maybe there's some things in here that are added, but they don't have it. I see it's zero calories, but it says 76 listed nutrients.
And I think what I did was I actually took a picture, you know, the barcode of the radishes and because there's nothing on the package or the radishes about the protein, the carbs, and the fat, then it's left it blank.
Oh, if you did it from a barcode, yeah, that's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't,
so that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't
have to go
that in particular thing, right? Mostly you're going to be able to find, like if I go in and I add food and I add walnuts, for example, and I say, you know, I'm going to put in a half a cup of walnuts. Or a quarter cup of walnuts in my recipe. And I add that. If I look at walnuts, you know, when I go there, it shows me, let's see, walnuts. Let me do it again.
I think it goes back to they don't understand the food.
because it does look like some of it.
If you add the food, you have to put all the nutrients in. But if they have the food in there, then they should have, right? And most of them say the source, but maybe they don't have the full. So if I take walnuts, it says there's in a cup of walnuts, it says there's 17.8 grams of protein, 8.2 grams of carb, and 76.3 grams of fat. And then it has 76 listed nutrients. So I click that, and it shows me all the nutrients. It shows me fructose and retinol and vitamin C and manganese. It'll say zero or blank if there is none of that nutrient in there. But this, for walnuts, it's showing all the amino acids. So I didn't see it for
really cool.
What?
Yeah. I said, which is really cool that it shows all that.
Yeah. So I'm going to just put in, tomato, right? If I hit tomato, it shows me how much protein. In one cherry tomato, it's not a lot, right? So it just shows me that there's 0.1 gram of protein. But what if I'm going to just put in kale, for example. When I eat kale, I'm going to eat like 2 or 3 cups of it. So I'm going to say kale, and I'm going to say, like if I'm putting it in a smoothie, I put 2 cups in there. So I'm going to hit the nutrients, and it'll show me, and it says it's from the data sources NCCBD. I'm not sure what that is. But it shows me that
1 cup. Nutrients.
Yeah, it has a lot of nutrients, and the 1 cup has protein. So it's just 1 cup. It didn't do it for 2 yet, but 1 cup has 7 grams of protein. So, it's only 7 calories, so it's 1 cup raw. Oh, 1 teaspoon, right. Okay, let's just say nutrients in, let's say I put 3 cups in my thing. 3 cups. Let's see. Yeah, it's 23 calories. That sounds off. It sounds like that might not be right, because I think there's more calories than that and more protein than that in kale. So,
I don't think it's accurate, but what it's done for me is showed me what I'm consuming every day.
Yeah. Like, for example, hemp seeds. Hemp seeds show me, I had it selected, copy, create recipe. Okay, I'm going to view that food. So I put in 3 tablespoons of hemp seeds, which is common for me. That looks accurate. It's 165 calories. It's how much protein? Almost 10 grams of protein. Let's see if the omega-3s. Here we go, fats, omega-3, it's got 2.61 grams, omega-6 is 8.61, and that's about right. It's a little less than 4 to 1 on the omega-6 to 3 for hemp seeds. So, there may be some inaccuracies, but it has to do with where the source is. But I think it's a good tool. It looks like radishes, they just don't have enough info on it, unless it was just such a small, let me try radish again, and maybe just a small amount. If I say radish raw, then they have daikon, let's see if daikon, radishes oriental, radishes sprouted, there's a whole lot of radishes, let's just say radishes raw, and I'm going to say, well, it's one slice, so there's not going to be much of anything in that. Let's just take a cup of radishes. I mean, what's going to be in there? I mean, nothing, right?
Nothing. Not even worth adding.
Yeah, exactly, right? So if I go radishes raw and I say view that, that's going to say you have to make sure you 1 cup of radishes. Now we're doing better. It's there. It's there now if you put more in there. So if you just put 1 slice, so now it shows me as 29 grams of 29 calories, and it's got a lot of fiber. It's got B2, riboflavin, 4.2% of your daily value and only 29 calories. It's got 46 grams of protein. It's really high in potassium. Vitamin C, you're at 27 milligrams. You know, so it shows it all if you put in large enough. You have to just check the thing. So this is the same radishes that you put in, that you told me to put in. When I put in with the one slice, who eats one slice of radish? If you do, you're not going to get much of anything. It's 0.2 calories, and the other numbers are so small that they show up as zero.
Right.
Except for vitamin C, which shows up as 0.15 milligrams. Okay, so that's where you have to look at. So it is a very good tool. You just have to, you know, kind of get the hang of it.
Well, okay? I've been adding a lot of new stuff for them, and something finally came back that they had entered it into the system.
Oh, good. So they will add it if you give it to them?
Right. I've added about 25 things, and only one thing has come back that it was now added, but I figured maybe it just takes them a while to sort through everything.
Find the accuracy. You know, they have to set up. They have to look up the nutrients. They have to find a source for the nutrients. So,
right. Well, you have to do the front and
now.
The back of, huh?
Yeah. The chia seeds are there now. A couple of years ago, they weren't. So people complain that a lot of the stuff that we do now, there's a ton of chia things because chia is popular now. Holy cow, there's a ton of chia stuff in there. Chia,
they've had some off-brand things that I was surprised that they had in there. I can't think of an example right now, but well, they had, like, the RNA set, Dr. Dean said in there when I went under the nutrients. They had, you know, so they've got a lot of the nutrients that we use as well, like, you know, quite a variety of the hemp seeds and some of the off-brand things that you don't typically find in a store like Walmart.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I just looked up Coco.
They didn't have my raw radishes. Like,
you didn't put in a big enough serving to make it count. I just put in Coco Yo. You know the Coco Yo? They have all of the flavors in here. Ginger turmeric, which is my favorite. You know, I mean, this is awesome.
And they have Kite Hill. They have Kite Hill in there. That was one I was surprised.
This is awesome. This is worth $35, everybody. Go get this and start using it to help create meal plans for yourself, for your clients, to see how you can get them to, you know, get their nutrient needs met. And because sometimes people, they don't think they're eating too many calories or too much of something, and they are. So if I look through my whole, what I put in here right now, and it shows me, this is what I love. It shows me that if I hover over, like I only have 29 calories for the radish. Let's just go back to my lunch. Okay, my whole lunch. It looks like if I hover over calcium, which is low in what I just put in, it'll tell me what all the stuff that I have that is a lot of calcium. So if I look at that little recipe test lunch that I put in, that has 117 milligrams of calcium. So maybe instead of eating one small serving of it, I eat two. I've just increased my calcium dramatically, right? Walnuts. So say I'll look at something else that's low. By the way, with just this little stuff that I put in right now, I'm at 100% or more on iron, copper, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, zinc. Right? But a couple of the minerals I'm low on are potassium. So I hover over this and it says, oh, I'm at 77%. What can I add more of that's not a lot of calories if I'm trying to preserve calories? For more potassium, oh, I can eat more radishes. Just a few more radishes, right? A few more hemp seeds. It's so cool. You got to do this. I love this.
And
thing.
I think
more and more.
Working with people that are clients, so this helps them realize that food is the nutrient, not the supplement.
So let me tell you, I just put in this random bunch of foods, 713 calories total, and I am at 100% for almost every nutrient, almost every one, like, and no trans fats, yay, right? What? 0.028 trans fats? What the heck did I get that in? The test lunch chia seeds has trans fats? I don't believe it. my ratio of omega 3 to 6, get this, I am 29 omega 6 and 11 omega 3. So I'm under 3 to 1, which is awesome. I didn't even try, guys. I just put good stuff in here, right? I need a little more protein, but that's easy enough to do. So if I look at, I have 30 grams of protein and I need about 55. So I look at what can, where can I get more protein? Oh, I can look at what I already put in, but I can also look at some other higher protein foods, right? And get more protein that way. Cause I'm only at 700 calories. It's hard to meet your protein needs at 700 calories. But the only nutrients that I'm low on, some of the B vitamins, so I'd have to focus on where do I get more B vitamins, maybe some additional foods than what's here, right? But it's a really great thing to help people optimize their diets. All right. Well, thank you for those.
So do you know how to use the glucose ketone index then?
Do they have that in Chronometer?
Yep. You can add it, but I don't know how to use it.
Where is it? How do I find it in here? They have that.
You go to settings and manage, or those three little dots at the top, and manage charts, and you can add different things.
I'll play with that and find it. I'll play with that and find it and let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. Setting targets. Okay, here, your keto counter. So it says set macros using, set your ketone program, grams of protein, include athletic. I don't see the keto, the ratio thing. I'll play with it and see if I can find it. But yeah, that'd be great if they also do the keto chart. Because I have a keto, I have a spreadsheet where I calculate my own keto glucose keto challenge. I could keep track of it from day after day. Cool. Well, thank you, Marcia.
Do you know the person behind this that they could come on and do a call with us?
The Chronometer people? I don't know. We can certainly look at it. Let me write that down.
Because I'm sure that, you know, there's probably more to it that I'm not using to full capacity.
Yeah, and it's their advantage because us as health coaches are going to be referring other people. Like, I don't know how much business. I don't even have an affiliate link with them. I probably should get one, right? And we could get one for our clients to be able to send people to sign up for it and generate business for them as well as make our lives easier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because the proof is in the pudding because you can see what your nutrients are. Mm-hmm. And for people say, oh, I eat right, and then it's kind of like mm-hmm. I eat healthy, and then they look at this, and it's like, oh, I've done nothing but eat fat all day, and I don't have, you know, all the nutrients that I need to support my health.
It would be fun to put in, have somebody who's on a regular keto diet, right, the keto diet with lots of butter and bacon and all that, have them give us a diet diary, run it through this, and then compare it to my version, which is the healthy keto diet with lots of veggies, and just see. Because I think that the regular keto diet is so devoid of micronutrients. Fine on macros, but devoid of micros.
Oh, absolutely. You'd see the fault in it.
Yeah. And be able to show them.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up, and I'm glad I explored it. So one slice of radish doesn't make it. So how many radishes did you really put in that salad?
A lot, because I love radishes.
You have to make sure you update the amounts.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'll go back and do that.
A particular nutrient, it shows you like per slice that it's going to show, but you can edit that. You can show a cup or half a cup or whatever you're actually putting in. Okay.
Oh, it's usually half a bag, or if it's a one for the greens on it, it's usually all of them. So y'all have to like start measuring.
Yeah, and you can see what I'm at. I guess like a cup is like, what does it look like, right?
Right.
Cool.
Right.
Thank you, Martha.
Okay,
did anybody else
you.
Find that useful? I really like it. I wish I could have shared my screen, but Instant Teleseminar keeps saying they're going to add screen share, but they haven't yet. Okay.
Hmm. Thank you. And then I guess there's another call at 6.
Okay. Yeah, we can look at it then if you want to.
Okay.
Ah. All right. So let's see if there's anything else in the chat. Okay, I have to drop off. Thanks, Carrie. Thanks for being here. She's off probably. What's the name of the app? It's Chronometer. These calls are invaluable, Debbie said. Thanks so much. You're very welcome. Gail, the link for the app is above in the chat box. Yes. Great having Chronometer. Let's see. I'm so glad you're finding value. Let's see. Chronometer, yeah. Last question. I need to take multivitamin tablet if I'm eating a squeaky clean diet? I like Rita Marie and Ocean Robbins, clean and diverse. Do I take magnesium? And I do take magnesium and digestive enzymes. So two things. What you do is you get the Chronometer and you track and you see if all your nutrients are up to speed. You see what your omega-3-6 ratios are. You see what your various micronutrients or minerals are. And from there, you adjust, right? And if you have symptoms, though, I mean, we have in ERC, we have a whole set of nutrient assessments. I think I might have given those as part of SHINE as well. So you look at the nutrient assessments to see if symptomatically you are showing any signs of low in any of those nutrients. Because we have to look at there's the RDA and then there's what's really in the food based on, you know, the soils being depleted based on nutrient interferences. But there are also interferences that happen, and some of the chemicals in the foods and in the air, and even if you're eating squeaky clean, you can't avoid them, right? You can't avoid them. So I would say look at that. Yeah, for sure. Call is at 5 Central, and that's the ERC, the NEPT call. It's tonight is the kickoff call. Yeah. So that's at 7 Central, and that's the kickoff call for new people. At 5 Central is the vital Q&A. Boy, I'm just back-to-back with calls today. There's the vital call. That's for people in the vital community at 5, and then at 7 is our NEPT kickoff, and that's where we welcome our new members and get to know them and give them a little tour of the site, although I wish I had a tour of the new updates to the site, but I just had a talk with the contractor who's working on that, and he's not quite finished yet. So, all right. Who else before we go? Your group call. Yeah, your group call is at 6. And we went through the calendar just for those of you who are our group coaches for the ERC. We went through the calendar, probably didn't have time today to actually move them around so much, but we moved around all the calls that had conflicts. That would overlap your group calls. I finally have that on my calendar so I can see it. And we took them away. So there's no reasons for your people not making it to your call. So yeah, your Lynn and Susan. Yeah, you're at 6 o'clock, right? And then you overlap Annette and Valerie. And then, you know, so the NEPT kickoff, something you're going to miss. But now that I have that on my calendar, we'll make sure, and I went through with my assistant the other day, to make sure that we don't have overlaps. So your people don't have to miss a call with me. All right. Yay, Christina already downloaded Chronometer. Yay. All right, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of the day. I'll just double check last time, make sure I haven't missed any call, any questions. No more hands up, no more Q&A, and nothing else on the chat. You're very welcome, guys. I'm glad that you are here. I'm going to go to the who's here, and I'm going to open your lines, and on the count of 3, I want you to all say goodbye to each other. So 1, 2, 3. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye, everybody.
Thank you.